Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's the show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design programme, and I'm Josh Fennett. Each episode we sharpen our pencils and sketch out what we believe to be a story of note. This week we talk about the Two Pages project. It's an idea that started nearly 8 years ago with a simple premise: to connect graphic designers, illustrators and the international creative community. How, I hear you ask? Well, each contributor is chosen by the last and given the task of decorating or adorning a notebook over, you guessed it, two pages in what becomes a longer visual story. So how has the nation-spanning project adapted to the global lockdown? And is fostering a creative connection in such circumstances more important than ever? We think so. So we spoke to the co-founders to find out a little more.
I'm Konstantinos Trihas, I'm a designer.
And I am Dionysis Livanis, I'm a designer as well and a fine art photographer.
Two Pages is a series of traveling sketchbooks that has been going for almost 8 years now.
So it was a chance to get to know people, how they work, how they think, through mark making, through going back to basics and see how people put their thoughts on the pages of a sketchbook.
We get in touch with this person, either a friend or a stranger, and we invite them to start a sketchbook. We send them a sketchbook with a specific theme. And the intention is for them to become authors, to use a spread, two pages of the sketchbook, to actually reply on this theme that the book has, but also become curators and decide who is the following participant. This way, there's a chain of creatives that is created through the pages of each sketchbook.
At the beginning, the sketchbooks were very much in places that we knew, so starting from London and then expanding to Europe.
Barcelona, Athens, Helsinki, Berlin.
As the project went on, we decided to go to see other creative communities that we don't know a lot about.
New York, Paris, Seoul, Santiago in Chile.
We expanded to more places in Asia, South America and so on.
Thessaloniki in Greece, Istanbul, Porto, Tokyo.
We have done a very nice sketchbook in Tehran as well, in Iran. We don't want the project to be Europe-centric. We want to see as much as possible.
While we are in lockdown, so many countries are in lockdown.
We are here at our home in Hackney Wick, working from our kitchen table / desk space.
We thought it might be nice to activate the network that we have with a series of live talks on Instagram. So this is what we started.
The plan is to have illustrators, artists, designers, typographers, image makers to talk about their work and how they operate during the lockdown. In essence, it's the same idea of having people creating and people expressing themselves and the wider community to learn from them. We had Maria Ines Gull, who is an illustrator, and she was part of one of the London sketchbooks.
One of the projects that I really wanted to talk about today is a little collaboration that I did a couple of years ago with Milktooth.
So she talks about her work so far, some elements of her career, but also some specific projects. It was nice to see how illustration could be applied in a traditional way for editorial, but also in clothes and merchandise. We also had Stephanie Specht from Belgium. She's a graphic designer, so about her practice and the books she designs and posters.
I find this situation as a designer who always works from home interesting. I'm being confronted with how I am actually working in a very isolated situation, like all the time, because I'm always working from home.
What's very interesting is to see how this situation affects everyone, but also how we all find ways how to continue our day-to-day life and how to continue our creativity.
We started following a lot of other talks, live events that they were happening, and we noticed how there were moments where people were trying to shape up this very casual feel that they have in their environment. And we thought that it's such a nice way to champion this, to be, you know, informal and relaxed. It's almost like a casual conversation that you would have with a friend.
We want to keep the international character of the project, so we want to invite people from different places. I think it's something really, really nice and inspirational how people want to share even more now than they used to share before. And it makes you think that that's something that it could start now, but actually we could continue doing that. There's no reason why we should stop talking about our work and communicating with colleagues.
Thanks to Konstantinos Trihas and Dionys Livanis, who were speaking to our producer, May Lee Evans. And sadly, that's all the time we have on this week's show. If you're eager for more design stories, do listen to our full-length programme on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time on Monocle 24, or download the podcast on Spotify or iTunes. You can also head to monocle.com to become a subscriber to the magazine and browse our beautiful collection of books and collaboration products. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.